الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In these ayat, the translation of which is قد أفلح من تزكى, that person has become successful, and the word that is used here in the Quran Sharif, أفلح, from فلح. And there are a lot of words in Arabic to show success, but the word فلح is such a concise word that shows every type of success. So def and Allah, it's Kalamullah, the word of Allah, which is absolute. And Allah is saying قد, that definitely, there is no doubt. And it's mentioned in the past tense, like a thing that has happened, it can't be undone. It's done. That person has already become totally successful in every way. Who is that person? Man, who is that person? Tazakka, who did his tazkiya. That person has got complete success in every way. A person who has done tazkiya. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And the method of the tazkiya, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He took the name, repeated the name of his Rabb. ذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He repeated. Dhikr means to repeat. And the name of your Rabb, the name of your Rabb is Allah. A person who repeated Allah, 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 like the zikr that we do, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In there Allah has kept tazkiyah, purification. Like to clean the body, we need some soap, we use some soap. And clean the hair, we perhaps use some shampoo or something. To clean the heart is the repetition of Allah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And he repeated the name of his Rabb. And by referring to the Rabb, he repeated the name of his Rabb. And there is an indication that this was only natural to remember your Rabb. A person, a child, it's only natural remembers the mother's name. Amma, ma, ammi, ammi, any problem, amma, amma, remembers the mother. So Rabb, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when I see small children playing and inadvertently it breaks out in a fight, they have a dispute. So one child says, I'll call my Abba, I'll call my father, I'll show you what I'll do, I'll call my father. So Hazrat says, I think at that time I don't have an Abba. My Abba has passed away. Who will I call? But I remember that I got my Rabba. That any problem, just call on my Rabba. Hazrat also say, like a little child, you offer him a sweet. A small child, then commonly he'll look at his father. And in other words, waiting for approval. That if you say I must take it, I will take it. So we also, every situation, what we see, we should look at Allah. We consider, will Allah approve of this or not? So we got our Rabbah. So, and Rabbah, if it comes in the Arabic saying, احترم أباك لأنه رباك. That respect and honor your father, because he is the one who brought you up when you were nothing, when you couldn't walk, you couldn't open your mouth to eat also. When you were having a pain, you couldn't say, where's my pain? Your father went through so much together with your mother for you. So respect him. So he's the one who brought. So Allah is that one actually. Outwardly is the father. Father is limited in every way. How much can he do? Sometimes the stomach is paining. You think the stomach is paining of the child. And the child is kicking the legs all the time. So it's a sign of a cramp. But the shoes are gone too small for the child. And you giving all panado and filling the stomach with all medicine. You thinking that the stomach is paining, in the meantime, the shoe is gone too tight for the child. So you, how much will a parent know? Allah is the one who knows everything. So if you turn to Allah Ta'ala for everything, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ and then فَصَلَّهِ, then you made your namaz. Then see that connection with Allah Ta'ala. You haven't got a battery in your cell phone, and now you say it's not working. See to everything is in order. You put a battery, there isn't a SIM card. You see that you do everything. So your namaz also. See that there is the battery and the battery is charged also. See there's the SIM card and you got your contact also with Allah. And that will come or do all these things. Then your contact with Allah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّىٰ. But Allah complains of insan. For what has Allah got to complain? Allah is absolute. Allah can treat us how a authoritative ruler like Fir'aun, like all the oppressive rulers. Allah is so great. But the greatness of a person we learn from here is not just you use the iron fist, which comes in the hadith. A strong person is not he who wins a wrestling bout, that you put your opponent down. And in there, Allahu Akbar. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah ali, was the royal wrestler of the king. He was very powerful and he was so strong he should put his opponent down every time. There was a poor person, a Sayyid, an old man, weak, very difficult times, no money to look after his family, etc. He said, I'll fight Junaid. The king said, out of the question, you're so thin, so frail, you're so old, where are you going to fight Junaid? So he says, no, I will fight him. I want a wrestling bout. When he just about to start it, he whispered in Junaid's ear that I'm a Sayyid, I'm having difficulty. If you forego your honor that you never get beaten, and you're the king's wrestler, you'll do me a favor. And I'm a Sayyid. So Junaid, Allah put it in his heart. And we know any person to let go such an honor, such a title, it's not easy. You fight for your title. But he let it go. The king couldn't believe. He say second round. Again, he let him put him down. Then he won the prize. Then the king asked him, how come Junaid? So he told what happened. But then Allah Ta'ala, for my Nabi's nisbat, this is connection, what we call nisbat, what we call ta'alluq. Just by my Nabi's ta'alluq, you let go your title. From today, I make you mine. Mm-hmm. Then he became now Junaid Baghdadi, the world knows. Had he just, at that time, he should have won the prize also, put the man down, but nobody should know about Junaid Baghdadi. So Allah Ta'ala, Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Delhi, he was a very great buzurg, but he had one weakness, that he was very particular on every small thing. So particular that if there's one stitch crooked in his topi, he'll get a headache. He wants everything so straight. Once he was going to Jami Masjid of Delhi for Jum'ah for Namaz, and in those days people used to sleep on the footpath, the beds, the charpai, just the simple bed. So one bed was crooked. It had such an effect on him, he came home. He pulled a blanket over him and he slept. He said that he couldn't tolerate it. One buzurg, the king wanted to serve him, make his khidmat, such a great buzurg. So he offered him water and he put it in the glass, but he put it crooked. So he said that he told the buzurg, if you want to, I'll send one khadim for you and he'll make your khidmat. He said, if you can't make my khidmat, what is your khadim going to make my khidmat? So some people have got this, they're so particular about all this. Mirza Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali, if when he slept and added down the godru, if it had one crooked stitch, he wouldn't get sleep the whole night. So this was his nature. So Allah wanted to correct that. He was Allah's. Allah loved him. So Allah put in his heart that, oh Mirza, if you get married to a certain woman in your locality who has got a terrible temperament, whose tongue is very loose, terrible, if you marry her, or usko nibalo, and you stay with her your life, you tolerate her, tumhara danka alam mein chamkayenge. We will make you famous in the whole world. He married her. He lived with her. And when he was passing away, he made wasiyat. I make wasiyat, nobody must marry her. Nobody will manage to stay with her. But build her quarters, give her place to stay, and she must be comfortable there. But nobody ever even attempts. So what he must have gone through, but then how Allah made him famous. So Junaid Baghdadi also, he for let that go. So if a person, for Allah's sake, he keeps the nisbat, especially of the sayyids, then what won't Allah do? For the nisbat of your share, the nisbat of your parents, my parents' sake, the respect of my parents, for my parents' sake, my ustad's sake. Today these things are not taken into account at all. A person just does what he wants to. He doesn't think which family he belongs to, girls also, boys also, where we go, what places we go to. We don't think from where we come, who we belong to. This nisbat contact is very, very important. Who my ustad is, my actions is going to have a reflection on my ustad, on my sheikh. A person must be considerate about this. So anyway, so the strong person is not the person that can put the opposition down, but the strong person who can control himself. His temper also, and control his desires also. That's a very strong person who can control his desires. A person can control the country. He's the president of the country, and it's military rule. And he has absolute authority, but the strong ruler is the one who can rule his own body. We can rule the world, but you can't rule yourself. A person, how many people are so iron-fisted, they rule their wife also and keep her properly in control, but they don't control themselves. What is required, and this is what is tazkiyah, that you learn to control yourself. At least, and this shouldn't be difficult. You can't control anyone else in the world, not such a problem. But control yourself. And this is tazkiyah. So, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ and then, فَصَلَّهُ then you make your namaz. Then see this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala complains about mankind at large and generally. And from there this talk started, that what need is there for Allah to control? Allah is the absolute. He can do as He wants to. For Allah to complain. Usually a person who complains is a weak person. You complain about service delivery because nothing is in your hands. So you go and complain. But a person who's got authority, he doesn't complain. He sees to things. He does it as he wants to. He wants to do it right. He wants to do it wrong. He's got authority. Allah, what authority hasn't Allah got? But Allah is complaining. They just see how Allah is attracting us to us. And Allah, what is Allah complaining? That this is what you should be doing. Make your tazkiyah. And the method of tazkiyah, make your zikr properly. Then your namaz will be made. And whose namaz is made? His whole deen is made. Whose namaz is made, a person who makes his namaz, corrects it, his whole deen is corrected. At one time in the markaz of Nizamuddin, people were having meals and one person was put on duty to give water to whoever wants water to drink. So that glass fell from his hand while he was serving. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. Had your namaz been correct, this should not have happened. So we have problems in our worldly life. Remember, there is a mistake somewhere at the back. Correct our namazes. So namaz is that. When namaz is correct, your whole deen will be correct. On one occasion, there was a nikah year in the Darul Uloom. They asked me to say a few words before the nikah. I said what just came to mind. And in the process I mentioned that if in namaz we keep our eyes where we're supposed to keep them. That when you're in a standing position, on your sajda place. If you go in ruku, on your feet. If you go in sajda, you focus on your nose. You can't see your nose. But you focus, don't close your eyes also. You focus on your nose. In the khanqah of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat also taught his murids practical namaz. And practical namaz is necessary to learn from somebody in your life. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make your namaz not kama qara'tum fil kutub kama sallaytum. Not how you read in the kitabs how I made namaz, but how I made namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not present. So those who learn from him, and that silsila is still today, in one from the other who learn practical namaz, learn once at least in your life namaz from such a person. That see, practically, if you're now, he must teach you namaz, and your namaz must be according to that. So this one murid, after learning from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah ali, he went to his room and he was practicing his namaz all the time. When he slept, he rested. He saw that the whore that Allah gave him in Jannah is blind. So he mentioned this to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. So Maulana said, it looks like you made your namaz with your eyes closed. So he said, yes, for concentration. So even if it's for concentration, sunnat is more higher, to keep your eyes open. So you must concentrate with your eyes open, not with your eyes closed. With your eyes open. So in sajda, many, just by nature, a person closes his eyes. But the eyes must stay open, and you must focus on your nose. When we are sitting, you must look in your lap. And when we make salam, this also we don't do, look on your shoulders. And make the niyat of kiram and katibin who are sitting there. Usually we don't look on the shoulders, we look past the shoulders. Such great, great malaika, angels are here, and we don't see them. We like inadvertent, a don't care attitude, we look past them. If somebody, you came and meet somebody, you came for his duty, and the person just looks past you, how will you feel? So these kiram and katibin, we have to look at them. So anyway, if person does this, and he controls his eyes in namaz, which is very easy. Yeah, in namaz, it's not difficult. Yeah, no woman with bikinis here, with mini skirts here. What is it difficult? If you look around, who are you going to see? People with big beards, people with long kurtas. What else are you going to see? So what is it difficult to control? A person who controls his eyes here, outside his eyes will also be controlled. Your whole deen will come correct. So one person after about 2 months phoned me, and he told me, Manana, I know a very good friend of mine, much in Jamaat work also, and he had taqwa in him. But his eyes were not under control. But he didn't, he liked the idea. For that reason, he made second nikah. That perhaps with that, but he says same thing, even after second nikah, still I was looking. But since I did this, 2 months now have passed, 100% my eyes are under control. So if namaz, this is one mustahab of namaz. If our farais of namaz, wajibat of namaz come correct, your whole deen. And whose deen is correct, his dunya is correct also. Every aspect of his dunya. And whose deen is correct, his akhirat is made also. So namaz is the thing. So if we make, alhamdulillah by Allah's fazal, we got this whole slot of the morning, about 11 o'clock every day, for namaz. Tomorrow will be practical namaz. So this is a thing that a person must make effort. So with all that, with the zikr, and after that made your tazkiyah, and then you make your namaz, then that person becomes successful. So Allah Ta'ala complains about people who don't do this. And why don't they do this? Well, tu'thiruna al-hayat ad-dunya. You give preference to your worldly life. That this dunya, which is so temporary, and this dunya, if we go and see in any aspect, a person who has got the least bit of sense, that's why Allah Ta'ala says about the non-believers, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know about the outward things of dunya, how the running affairs of the dunya, all the comfort and all the things of dunya. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are unmindful of the year after. A person who knows everything about the monopoly, that the board with what it's made and how to make it, and that little cars or the aeroplane, and everything about the monopoly, he knows nothing about dunya. Where can that person be successful? This whole world is nothing but a monopoly game. And akhirat is the reality. A person who knows, no matter what about the dunya, he can make aeroplanes, he can build ships, and he can do what in this dunya, but he doesn't know akhirat, that person doesn't know anything whatsoever. So people who just hanker after this dunya. Dunya is like a bubble on the water. A person who knows so much about the bubble, and his whole life's effort is on a bubble. A bubble just bursts any time. The bubble looks very beautiful. With light shining on it, you see a purple color, orange color, yellow, beautiful the bubble. But any moment, the bubble just bursts. This dunya is just a transit lounge. A person who goes to an airport and says, I must change the couches here, I must put hang on the wall, frames there, I must change the carpets, etc. And he's 2 hours in that transit lounge. 4 hours, 6 hours. And perhaps he'll never return to that. And that airport doesn't belong to him in any case also. This dunya is also just a transit lounge. We have come from a long stay in Alam-e-Arwah. When Allah created our arwah, before the time of Adam alayhi salam, how long must it be? We were there. We came for a period of 60, 70 years here. Then we go to Alam-e-Barzakh, the life of the qabr. We ourselves know there are people who are buried and in the qabr for 5,000 years, 10,000 years. What is 60, 70 years compared to that? Then the day of Qiyamah, كان مقداره 50,000 سنة, 50,000 years long the day of Qiyamah. In that is the crossing of Pul Sirat, journey of 1,500 years. And then Jannat or Jahannam, may Allah grant us all Jannat, the whole Ummat, everyone who regards himself as a Muslim, may Allah grant us all Jannat, inshallah. And that is Abadul Abad, forever and ever and ever. And it just like that, we say, we all accept it's forever, but we don't put it in our mind, what does it mean forever? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has given a very beautiful example of that. He says that if from the ground right to the heavens, to the sky, where we can never reach also, but if we could, and we fill it all up with bird seed so small that bird seed, and one bird comes in a million years, takes one bird seed, and it goes away. When will all the seeds get finished? It's eternity, we will say. But it will get finished. Jannat is forever. More longer than that. There's no end to it. فَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This you call yourself so clever. For 60, 70 years I make so much effort. And for all this, no effort whatsoever. Where is that? Can that person be called intelligent? Can he be called prudent? Can he be called wise? Wise is that person who makes. And that is a reality. Allah Ta'ala, in how many places in the Quran says, the non-believers, when they will be taken to task, they'll say, this is what you were doubting about. This is what you were lying about. Yeah, it is now. Look, taste it now. Yeah, it is in front of you. Everything is here. So this is a reality, the akhirah. So we shouldn't be giving preference to this dunya. And it is just a transit lounge. And to our Shaykh said so beautifully, which is Khadim Mirza put in nice poetic form, jis dunya se hamesha ko jana hai. From this dunya, from where we have to go forever and ever again. Aur laut ke phir kabhi aana nahi. And never ever will we return again. Ye hai irshad-e qutb-e zamana. This is the words of the wise sage of our time. Aisi dunya se kya dil lagana. What you putting your heart in such a dunya? So Allah says, but you people are giving, you're not thinking of your akhirat, making your tazkiyah, making your namaz, your zikr and preparing. وَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is much, much more better also and much more longer. Quantity also. Quality also. Quantity is forever. Quality you can't imagine. When we talk of gold and silver, we normally think of the gold and silver of this dunya. Gold and silver of Jannat, we can't imagine what it be. When we talk of beautiful woman, we'll think of dunya's beautiful woman. The beautiful woman of Jannat, Allahu Akbar. What won't be their beauty? And one wonderful muraqabah, meditation we can do when we get tempted to see the woman of this dunya. Just think, it must not happen. Sometimes a person will, how many people will be taken to task for one small thing of their life? You just brushed a person aside. Allah will keep you, take you to task. Why you brushed him aside? So that one look at this woman and we get deprived of the Hurul Een forever. What a terrible transaction it will be. So just think that I can't lose my Jannat. Where in Jannat, the beauty of those women will be forever. Your beauty, their youth, they will be virgins forever. You will have desire forever. You won't need any Viagra. You won't need anything whatsoever. You'll have the desire. And they are the woman for you. So for that, this one little look of mine, or this one little association, and Thuri Deer Ki Lazzat, Hamisha Ki Zillat. Which intelligence is that? Just for that, and that also Khiali Lazzat. There is no real enjoyment also. In there also there is zillat in there. And you lose your eternal enjoyment, so never do that. Well, akhiratu khayru abqa. Allah is saying this. And Allah says again, inna hadha lafi suhufi al-ula. In all the previous scriptures, there is no new talk. It's such a strong talk. Like a business got established some 50 years ago. We make sure we write there, established 1925. Established 1950. This is established, the stock is established since ever. Fi suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa, in all the old scriptures. So this is why Allah brought us here. We made this effort. May Allah bless us with this. And that from here we go. This is the workshop. And the car is tested when it goes out of the workshop, how it performs on the road. Many times we know, when you go to the doctor, you tell him this problem, that problem. But at that time when you buy the doctor, the problem is not there. When you got an electrical problem with something and you take it to the electrician or he comes and check, then there is no problem. So yeah, the problem is not there. Yeah, and we take for granted I'm all right. But the test will come when we will go home. As soon as we put our foot, we were alhamdulillah in the Khanqa in Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, 30 days Ramzan. But when we came out and we just stepped on the road, you could see you are out like from Jannat to Jahannam. From the skies you have fallen onto the earth. So this environment, mashallah, what a nurani environment. But when we go out from here, that is when the test is. Then it will be seen whether we got serviced properly or not. Whether we got overall properly, our major service was done, was it properly? We got new tires, new brake pads, new shock absorbers. Then it will be seen. Yeah, so that the test will be there outside. So make our resolutions also. Be firm also. Don't have a holier than thou attitude. Don't think I'm better than anybody. And don't think I'm good even. Not only that I'm not better than anyone, don't even think I'm good in any way. That is also a total destruction. Ujab, the minute a person thinks I'm good, he falls from the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us this, make shukr for this opportunity. And also remember that a car doesn't get service only once in its lifetime. Continuously you have to get. And the more the car is used, the more service is required. If you're driving your car at high speed and lot of kilometers, you can't change your tires after 2 years. You'll have to change it after 2 months. So how we get involved in dunya, so much we need service also. Anyway, may Allah reward our mashayikh. From my point of view, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, particularly for blessing us with this gathering. Their efforts and their tawajjuh, all other buzurgs also did, but we had contact with these buzurgs, and from there, Allah blessed us. And also those who are in the etiqaf, don't realize what a nurani mubarak place this is. Those who come from outside, just as you put your one step at the glass door, you just make out everything is different. The whole environment is completely different here. And those who stayed in it for 10 days, 20 days, 40 days, mashallah. May Allah accept from everyone and may Allah put us all all the masajid will be put into Jannah. When Qiyamah will come, so those who went to the masajid, may Allah put us also all in Jannah. May Allah accept, inshallah, forgive us our shortcomings, and in His mercy, grant our full tazkiyah, and make us His favorites, make our namaz correct, make our deen correct, make our dunya and akhirat also correct, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.